What's up, guys, and welcome back to another episode of Dream a Little, the podcast that's all about helping you feel confident about your ABDL side so that you can share it with that special person in your life. I'm your host, Lo, and today we are talking about the six struggles closeted ABDLs face. Of course, there are way more than six struggles, but these are the top ones that I think you'll find relatable if you're closeted ABDL, or maybe if you're not anymore, but you were at some point. Thank you so much for tuning in. I know that there are a lot of podcasts out there that you could be listening to, so I'm honored that you chose this one and you're spending this time with me. If you're still in the closet and you're wanting to know what it's like to be out in the open with the person that you love the most, you've got to download my free guidebook, Introduction to Coming Out ABDL. It's totally free, and I'm going to walk you through the whole process I use to tell TK about ABDL and help you avoid making the most common mistakes most people make when they have the conversation. You can download it for free at thelittlelounge.com. That's thelittlelounge.com. Today's episode is sponsored by my brand new podcast, Dream a Little Bigger. It's a weekly show where TK and I share our experience with more intimate details of our dynamic and how we balance kink and vanilla life. You can tune into this weekly podcast and get access to over 18 exclusive episodes at patreon.com/dreamalittle. That's patreon.com/dreamalittle. All right, I won't make you wait any longer. Let's just dive in to the first struggle. First up is having to agree with someone when they bash ABDL in conversation. Is this relatable at all to you? I remember, you know, this didn't happen very long ago. I was at work and one of my coworkers was saying, "Oh my God, I would hate to be old. Can you imagine having another adult change you? Like, how embarrassing would that be?" And I just, you know, start laughing nervously and sweating and just, you know, trying to play it cool. I'm like, yeah, that is so embarrassing. Like, who would want that? And, you know, there are sometimes people who are like, calling your boyfriend daddy is so weird. Like, I'm not into incest. And, you know, you're just like, yeah, that's so weird. I mean, if you're friends with the person, it's more comfortable to make your counter argument. And I would be like, no, that's sexy. Like, I love that. That's hot. But most of the time when you're with people, maybe you don't know, or, you know, you're in a group of people who just aren't going to get it no matter what you say, it's easier to just agree with them and be like, yeah, that is totally weird. I remember when that show My Strange Addiction came out with like an ABDL episode and it was advertised on TV, and having that commercial come on was one of the most awkward moments ever, especially when you are a closeted ABDL and you're with your partner. I mean, once you're out in the open, it's easier. Your partner will understand that this isn't an addiction or unhealthy, but when someone doesn't know about this side of you, it's so awkward and it might even appear weird or strange if you defend the ABDL side without them actually knowing it's something that you want to try. On to the next point, on to the next struggle, which is the "so what kinks do you have" conversation with friends and potential partners. When I was younger, I always used to hope that I'd drop enough hints and it would be easy to figure out that who the people were that had an ABDL kink. And I honestly thought that it was more common than it is. I had no idea how many people were into this, of course. No one really does, because most of us are closeted. But, you know, I just figured everyone's little at some point when they're growing up. So I just thought the odds were in our favor that more people would be into this. I remember even the first, I don't know, a couple boyfriends I had, I would always just see these signs that they could be into ABDL. But really, I think I was just projecting my own desires onto them. And the reason I was seeing these signs was because I was treating them a certain way. And I, you know, usually I was being very motherly-like and trying to like coax out their little side and encouraging that kind of behavior. And they were just kind of responding to that treatment. So, you know, none of those came to fruition. None of them, I don't think any of them were actually into ABDL, but, you know, I never asked them. So maybe they were, who knows? The conversation, though, usually starts something like, with friends, it's usually like, hey, do you have any kinks? And it's like, yeah, I'm super kinky. And they'll respond with like, oh yeah, me too. Like, I love wearing handcuffs during sex and stuff like that. And at that point, I'm slowly realizing they may not really understand what I mean by kinky. So then I'll kind of test a little further and be like, oh yeah, I love handcuffs and I also love spanking. And to my surprise, sometimes people will respond and be like, oh, spanking, that's weird. And then the subject will usually get changed. I remember back when I was dating and single, I'd mention, you know, on a date that I was into BDSM, and some people would be like, BDS what? And at that point, I knew that this probably wouldn't have a future in it. And there's always the struggle of, you know, I've been in the conversation when someone's like wanting to know what the kinks are, and I tell them, you know, oh, I'm very private about it. I don't think you can handle knowing it. And they just pry and pry and pry. And suddenly it's like, you have to tell them or else it's going to drive them crazy. And that's actually happened to me one time with one of my good girlfriends. She was like, at one point she was just like, hey, I'm getting worried that this is something horrible. So please tell me. And eventually I did. And she was actually so relieved. She told me she didn't think it was weird at all. And she could see why I found it appealing. And sometimes people can surprise you. But this episode is about being a closeted ABDL, so let's go on to the next struggle, which is hiding diapers from a loved one or from visitors at your house. I remember when I used to hide ABDL stuff all over my apartment that I shared with my ex-boyfriend. He didn't know about any of it, and one of my go-to spots was actually in the trunk of my car in a little backpack. And you bet that whenever I was driving and someone needed to use the trunk, or we were putting groceries into the trunk, I was worried that, you know, the ABDL stuff I had in that backpack would come to life overnight and sneak out of the backpack that I hid, or like suddenly the backpack would just rip open, like not physically impossible, but I was just worried about it. And every time someone opened the trunk of my car, my heart rate would accelerate and I'd just start sweating nervously because, I mean, I can't imagine being caught. I never ended up getting caught, although a weird thing actually happened to me a couple of years ago. I was with TK at the time, so he knew about ABDL, and we had actually just started role-playing together when my mom called me and said something like, hey, I found your backpack full of dolls in the garage. And I was just confused, and I was nervous, and I knew I'd never brought a backpack full of ABDL stuff there, but in the mind does weird things to try and fill in the gaps. So I was just nervous. So I asked what was in it, and she told me it was full of Barbies. And I was really confused because I don't have any Barbies. And so I told her it wasn't mine. And she was just confused. It was a big mystery of how this backpack full of dolls ended up in her garage when she's got a bunch of grown kids. And I later found out that the backpack had been a gift given to my sister from her boyfriend at the time. But my sister was like 17 years old, and she was embarrassed to admit that it was hers because obviously most people would consider that too old to be playing with dolls. So in privacy, my sister pulled me to the side and she explained that the backpack was hers, but she told our mom that it was mine for some reason, and my mom believed her. I don't know why. And that's actually one of the reasons why I have these suspicions that either my sister or her boyfriend at the time were into DDLG. But who knows? I don't know how else to explain why she would be given a backpack full of dolls. Moving on to the next struggle, the anxiety attack that you almost have when you aren't sure if you closed all your tabs in your browser. This one cuts deep because, you know, whenever my ex would leave for the night or go to work, you know, and I had some free time, I would always be on Tumblr browsing ABDL content, and I would worry that I left a browser open. But one night I actually did, and I didn't realize it till he came home and had my iPad in his hand. And he hadn't unlocked it yet, but you should have seen how I panicked. I tried to get it back from him, and my ex was really curious, and I could tell he really wanted to unlock it and opened it, but he actually Even though he refused to hand it back to me, he didn't actually open it because he wanted to respect my boundaries. And I'm so grateful for that. He wanted me to tell him without prying or digging. So he didn't end up finding out that night about ABDL, but that was such a close call. And, you know, now that I'm out of the closet, I really don't have to worry about that because my fiance knows everything about me. And honestly, it's such a liberating feeling not having to stress about that. The next struggle is, you know, when you're a closeted ABDL and you have plans with your friends, and then suddenly your house opens up for the night, your roommates leave, and you suddenly feel that desire to stay in. I mean, that's pretty self-explanatory, but when you live with roommates, private time is like gold. And there might be times when unexpectedly your roommates are gone for the night. And even though you have those plans, it's so tempting to just reschedule them and actually enjoy yourself without having to worry about being caught. So one of the things I will say is just make sure it's not happening too often and you don't cancel on the people who are important to you. That's just what I've learned over the years. You know, when you cancel on people who are important to you, sometimes it can cause more stress than anything else. So, I mean, if it's just a little gathering or it's, you know, not a big deal, it doesn't really matter, but just be sure you're not neglecting your social life to go into little space. And of course, the final struggle is the most obvious. When you're a closeted ABDL, it's very hard to open up to your significant other about your kink. And when you do open up, sometimes they just don't get it. And this has been the case for me a few different times, but most notably with my ex. And this is probably because the way I went about it. The conversation ended up being so emotionally draining and awkward because I hadn't fully accepted myself. So when I finally opened up and he was confused about it, I just got insecure and I insisted we drop the topic and not talk about it anymore. And I'd say, you know, the first time opening up is always the hardest. And it's not that later on it gets any easier, but you just get more confident when you realize that rejection isn't really the worst thing in the world and you'll survive it. When you aren't rejected for it and you just have this thing, you imagine how the conversation will go in your head. And a lot of times you find out that everything that you've been imagining doesn't happen when you take the right steps. And I talk about that a lot in my Introduction to Coming Out ABDL guidebook, which again, you can access by going to thelittlelounge.com. It's totally a free resource for you. And I'll also follow up with tips and tricks via newsletter to help you get through the process. So, all right, there you have it. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode and found it relatable. Again, it's just so liberating to be out of the ABDL closet. So please, please go ahead, download that free guidebook and get on your way to coming out. So thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you soon.